What's the word on Main Street? I'm glad you asked. I'm Sarah Pebworth here with a look ahead at the week's offerings in the visual and literary arts. Anyone age 13 plus is invited to join Blue Hill Public Library staff Kendall and Olivia for an intergenerational book club. That's happening on Wednesday, February 12th at 6 p.m. You can come sit by the fireplace at the library and discuss the book A Scatter of Light by Melinda Lowe, a queer coming-of-age story. For more information about that, bhpl.net. A night at the theater would make a lovely Valentine gift. You've got some options. Penobscot Theater Company is presenting Dial M for Murder, a stylish update of the Hitchcock classic. Convinced that his wife is having an affair, a jealous husband hatches a sinister plot to get rid of his wife, frame his rival, and set himself up for life. When things don't go as planned, all three are ensnared in a tightening web of suspicion, lies, and murder. This masterpiece of suspense will have you on the edge of your seat till the final thrilling minute. That's happening Thursday through Sunday nights through February 23rd. For all the details, you can go to Penobscot Theater, that's theater with an R-E, .org. If a sinister plot to off a wife doesn't scream, "I want to be your Valentine," maybe Counter Current Collective's offering will. Circle Mirror Transformation, a play by Annie Baker, opens Saturday the 15th with performances Fridays, Saturdays, and Sundays through March 14th. In Marty's creative drama class, four lost New Englanders experiment with theater games and try to find meaning in their lives. Over the course of 6 weeks, hearts are quietly torn apart and tiny wars of epic proportions are waged and won in this hilariously poignant story. The first show of Counter Current Collective's second season will be held at the Waldo County YMCA in Belfast, and there's a facilitated discussion directly following the performances. For more information, becountercurrent.com. At the Grand this weekend, you can still catch the complete works of William Shakespeare, abridged, revised, again, in which all 37 of Shakespeare's plays are featured, meant to be performed in 97 minutes by just three actors. You can check grandonline.org for the details. For you poetry lovers, there's a reading Wednesday, February 12th at 6:30 at Left Bank Books in Belfast. Toussaint Saint-Négritude, former poet laureate of Belfast, will read from Mountain Spells, his recently published debut collection of poetry. That's at Left Bank Books on Wednesday, February 12th at 6:30. But do you need something artsy to really be celebrating Valentine's Day this year? There's a stained glass Valentine heart workshop at Home in Orland. You've got three options, Monday, Tuesday, or Wednesday, 9 to 11:30. You can find out more at Eventbrite or on their Facebook page, The Craft Store at Home. All proceeds benefit programs for individuals experiencing homelessness and food insecurity. Create a stained glass heart for yourself or a loved one while supporting someone in need. During the workshop, you'll learn how to create your very own stained glass heart masterpiece just in time for Valentine's Day. Experienced instructors will guide you through the process, from selecting the perfect glass pieces to soldering them together. This event will take place at Home in Orland at their stained glass studio, where you'll have access to all the tools and materials you need to create a unique stained glass heart. If soldering sounds like a bit much, check out the offerings at Hammond Hall in Winter Harbor on February 14th. In the afternoon from 2 to 5, we're invited to shake off cabin fever and craft. They'll have all the supplies for decorating cookies, paper valentines, felt hearts, plus they'll have cocoa, tea, coffee, and cookies. You could bring a potluck snack to share and a kid or your mom. All ages are welcome. Hey, that was sexist of me. You could bring your dad, too, or a brother, or an uncle. Also on Valentine's Day is the Midwinter Valentine's Day show at Cynthia Winning's Gallery. Plan to dress warmly. You can see artwork by Louise Bourne, Jenny Brillhart, Avi Clare, Defta Doolin, Maureen Farr, Buzz Masters, Patricia Wheeler, and more. In Brooksville, on the 14th, 4:30 to 7, there's an art opening for a show, Realms of Enchantment. This will include Nancy Brown's fairy houses, charming fairy houses. On February 15th, the Ellsworth Public Library is calling knitters, spinners, weavers, and fiber artists of all sorts. Come share your passion in a friendly and relaxed setting as part of the Fiber Arts Group. They meet on the first and third Saturdays of each month from 10 to noon. All skill levels are welcome. Just come, create, learn, and maybe be inspired. This has been Sarah Pebworth bringing you What's the Word on Main Street?